The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network.
This is Vince Russo's The Brand.
Hello, everybody. It is Monday. I believe today is the 20th, April 20th, 2020. And we are all still on lockdown. We are all still in our homes. We are waiting for the word to open up our states again, slowly but surely, making sure that everybody is as safe as possible, but we can start going about our lives with the freedoms that were designed for us in this country. Man, I was going to say in this great country, but it just gets harder and harder to say that. You know, as a Christian and as a follower of Christ, as I look around me every day and I just see the world and what the world has become, and I see the world falling and I see the world crumbling, and I don't know if I could say with a good conscience in this great country. It should be a great country, but I think we are far from that. I think one thing we've lost in our country is respect. And I don't know where, when, or how we lost that. I can remember growing up as a child, respect meant everything. You never, ever, ever disrespected your elders. You never, ever, ever disrespected your parents. You just didn't. That was something that was instilled in you. You were also taught to respect other human beings and treat people just as that. Treat people as human beings. Man, I remember being a kid. If my mother would get on my case, and if I would ever tell my mother to be quiet, I knew I was in deep, deep trouble. The respect I had for my grandfather, I don't know. Respect growing up was just mandatory. You were expected to respect other people. You were expected to respect the view and the opinions of other people. Whether you agreed with them or not, the reality of the situation is we are all created individually, and we are all created uniquely, and we are all created with a purpose to serve. So there are not two human beings out there that are identical and that are going to think, act, speak the same way. You're not going to have the same thoughts as other people. You're going to have different views and you're going to have different opinions. And that's what made us different. And a lot of those views and opinions and stances revolved around the purpose of us being here. We were all created to be a piece of the big puzzle. And whatever job that God had for us to do was a unique job. And we had to be us. We had to be individuals in order to successfully complete that job. But guys, with social media, respect has just gone out the window. Social media is a place where everybody is just trying to get their opinions and their thoughts and their beliefs over. You know, it's a place where a lot of individuals just insist that you agree with them and that you see things their way. And if you don't agree with them and if you don't see things their way, there is hell to pay. And I'm bringing up this topic because yesterday I got some not very nice personal emails on a Sunday night being attacked for an individual stating that I support the president. And he went on to call the president a lot of names. And he went on to claim that, you know, I didn't support other presidents and other individuals and other human beings. And all he kept doing was stating his opinions to me. And quite frankly, I never asked him for his opinion. And quite frankly, while he has the freedom to give his opinion and to have his own thoughts, when you share them with me in that manner, not only am I deaf to you, and not only am I not going to listen to you when you are treating me for no reason with a level of disrespect. Well, you know, there's that spitefulness that comes out, and that spitefulness is you're now going to force me to support the person you don't like because of the unreasonable way that you're presenting yourself. Guys, I have said this from the very first day that I ever started Russo's brand. When it comes to the presidency of the United States, I support the office and I support the seat. No matter who it is, when we the people elect the president of the United States, I support the office and I support that person. That is the way that I was raised. I supported the president before this one. I support this one, and I will support the one after. Because we the people are given the right to put the person we choose in office. And whoever that is that we choose as a country, then I'm going to support that person. In my lifetime, I have never seen this much hatred when it comes to that position and that seat. And if you're going to hate and you have a hateful spirit, then hate. I've said this many times. If you have hate in your soul for anyone, then God is nowhere near your life. So if you want to hate, then go ahead and hate. But if you're going to disrespect me because I don't agree with that hatred, then I'm going to be honest with you. I am going to eliminate you from my life. I don't deal with hatred well. And I certainly don't deal with hatred well if you're trying to bully me into believing and thinking like you believe and think. That is not going to happen. God gave me a mind of my own. And if you don't like the way I think, and if you don't like the way I believe, I'm sorry. That's the person that God made me. And that's the person that God created. You know, I wanted to get the biblical reference today for how the Bible deals with respect. And I read something very interesting that may explain why respect for the presidency is so instilled in me. Here's what the Bible says. The Apostle Peter summarizes the Bible's teaching on respect in his first epistle. Now, here is Apostle Peter. Show proper respect to everyone. Love the brotherhood of believers. Fear God. Honor the king. That is 1 Peter chapter 2. Verse 17. Let me read that to you again, because it's very few words and it's really short and it's really to the point. Show proper respect to everyone. Love the brotherhood of believers. Fear God. Honor the king. Now, let me break this down, because this passage encompasses four major areas of our lives, teaching us that as followers of Christ, we should respect all men. That's where Peter says, show respect to everyone. Other Christians, that's where Peter says, love the brotherhood of believers. God, that's where Peter says, fear God. And governmental authorities. And that's where Peter says, honor the king. The Bible was telling you to honor the king, whether you agreed or disagreed with the king. The Bible was telling you to honor that seat. And that translates today into, we should honor and respect governmental authorities. Guys, I am a Christian, and a lot of people lose the meaning of Christianity because they want to have an agenda. Christianity is not religion. Baptists, Lutherans, Catholics, Jewish, those are all forms of religion. Methodist. A Christian is somebody who believes in God's word. That is the Bible. I believe in the Bible. I believe in what the Bible says. And I just read to you what the Bible says about respect. We should respect everyone. As a Christian, I should respect fellow Christians. I should respect God. And I should respect those authorities in government. One thing that troubles me with people not abiding by these rules is I don't understand why it is so important to some people that we have to agree with them and we have to see their views. And not only do we have to understand their views, and not only do we have to accept their views, but they want their views to become our views. And guys, I don't understand that. Why is it so important for anybody to want me to think like they think? Because that is just not going to happen. I am an individual with a different background and a different upbringing and a different belief system. You could yell at me and scream at me and disrespect me and bully me till you are blue in the face. I am not going to agree with you because it is important to you that I do. You want to have a respectful conversation with me about your beliefs and your views and explain to me why you believe that way and see things that way? That's fine. You want to disparage me because my views are different than yours? That is not fine. And the utter disrespect in this world today, the disrespect that we show for each other, that's why we're in the situation we are in today. The less and less and less we abide by the word of God, the further and further and further we are away from him. The further we are away from him, the more chaos there is in the world. Because nobody is abiding by the word of God. And I just read that one simple sentence to you from Peter. Respect everyone. Respect fellow Christians. Fear God. Respect government officials. Respect authority. And every day when we are just crapping on our government and our government leaders, people that we put in place, we are just crapping on the word of God. And what we're really saying is, God, you're wrong. You're wrong. We are going to disrespect whoever the hell we want to disrespect. Well, go ahead. Knock yourself out. And as you do that, you distance yourself more and more and more from God. The more you do that, the more Satan gets a stranglehold of this world, because that's exactly what he wants and that's exactly what he promotes. Every day on social media, every second of every day, this is the norm. Every day with our media, this is the norm. God is saying, respect governmental authority. And that's what I always say, I do. I am going to respect the seat, and I am going to respect the position, regardless of who is in it. And right now, I'm talking to Christians out there. Guys, we can't be a part of this. We have to set an example for others. You can't half follow the Bible. You can't half follow the words of God that are convenient for you. You can't do that. You've got to do everything you can do to follow everything that's in the Word of God. And we are all going to fall short. And that's where we need to ask God for help. We need to respect everybody, fellow Christians, God, governmental authorities. That's what Peter said. It needs to start with us. Now, respecting other people's opinions does not mean that you have to be abused. It does not mean that you have to be the recipient of hateful text. It does not mean that you have to be the recipient of hateful emails. That's where you eliminate those people from your life. Thank you very much. I respect your decision. If that isn't enough, pull the weeds from the garden. Man, so many times, guys, I'm opening up to you here and I'm being honest. I get so much abuse, a lot. And I know it is because I do represent God and I represent God's kingdom. I'm not afraid to say it. And I know I'm going to get punished for that. But there are so many times when I say to myself, Vince, no matter what, you got to try to make a difference in this person's life. You can't just block them. You can't just mute them. You have to try to let them see God through you. And there are many times when I try that, but there are many times when that doesn't work. Because for those people, God is nowhere in their lives. They're caught up in the world. They're caught up in the system. They're walking down the wide road. And there's nothing I could do. I could try, but when the envelope continues to be pushed, at that time, I've got to block and I've got to mute. And I could only pray for those people that one day they see the light. And that's why I tell you, it is not up to me to save you. That is not what I'm here for. I am here to give you these words through my mouth that God transcends through me, because they may appeal to you. That's my job, and that's what I'm doing. What I'm talking to you about today is directly from God. What you choose to do with these words is between you and Him. But guys, it doesn't get any simpler than this. Show proper respect to everyone. Love the brotherhood of believers. Fear God, honor the King. What is that, 10 words? 12 words? Guys, we got to set an example. My fellow Christians, my fellow brothers, my fellow sisters, we've got to set an example. And it is so hard when we're getting attacked and when we want to fight back and when we want to fire back. That's when we got to ask God for patience, love, and understanding. And we can all have that. We can all have patience, love, and understanding. We could all have that through God. It is available to all of you. All you have to do is ask. Repent. Ask God to forgive you of your sins. Tell Him you are nothing without Him. You want to walk in His shoes. You want peace. In this time right now of everything that's going on around us in this world, what do we want? We want peace. We want rest. We want relaxation. That's what we want. And that's available to all of us. But that is a very, very, very personal choice. But let it start with us. I know it's hard. Don't disrespect other people. Don't disrespect governmental authority. Don't disrespect each other. Be respectful. You don't have to agree. Nobody's asking you to change your beliefs and your ways and your opinions. But don't try to convince others of them. And if somebody's trying to do that to you, be respectful. Thank you. If they continue, just walk away. That's it, everybody. That is life. Guys, you know, if you want to reach me, it's at officialvincerusso@gmail.com. Hello to Mama Jean. I hope you are listening. I love you guys, man. I love you guys. Now is the time that we need God more than ever. Take care, everybody.
The preceding presentation was brought to you by The Realm Network.